NXY.
Good morning, David. WTJKT Eric. I hope you're having a good cup of coffee this morning.
Good morning, David and Eric. KN4TSW.
Fellas, yeah, I'm on my second cup of coffee, and I got me a little bit of yogurt here. I'm fixing to eat. Had a real good day yesterday. The doctor gave me the all clear, so I got the grass cut. I got the all of the front yard, a little bit of the backyard, and then I washed two loads of clothes. And had a good day. Me and the wife went out to Cracker Barrel. Had a little excitement there. A little old lady fell with her rollator. They were trying to use it as a wheelchair, and it collapsed on them. And make a long story short, the EMS come and got her because she got banged up pretty bad. But anyway, it was an interesting day.
All clear from the doctor. I have just about in the same boat. I've got my appointment not next week, but the week after to get my all clear after my back surgery. So not that I'm really limiting myself in any way anymore, but I feel fine. I've actually been running again, too. So, I'm glad everybody's doing well. Feel bad for the poor lady that got hurt, but hopefully she'll heal up as well.
Head out and been able to do some things like normal, Dave.
Hit her head. Twisted her leg and some stuff, but she wasn't bleeding or anything. And then, you know, the EMS come and got her and took her to the hospital. So I think she's going to be all right. And like I say, I had a great day yesterday. The gadget they installed in my back, I think I discussed that. Might have been with you one morning. It seems to be working fine and really helping with the back pain. And I'm, you know, about 80% mobile now and, you know, getting back to enjoying life. And the next thing, today I'm going to get on that motorcycle and start fixing up the boat to go to the lake.
You're getting back to normal now, David.
Having a good start off with a real good day today. I know you guys are probably getting close to work, so I'm going to turn it back over to you, and I'm going to be listening and drinking my coffee. KF4NXY.
Got coffee, and we'll just keep it going here. But I've got one more day till the weekend, and we've got 3-day weekend, and then I'm taking PTO next week. So I'm looking forward to having a week off. We're going to do some work in our basement. And we're going to build a gaming table. We're going to try to put some flooring down on top of the concrete to make the basement a little bit more livable and do some other stuff. Should be pretty fun.
Good, you got some plans going. You're going to have some time off. KF4NXY.
In that disaster on 85 northbound yesterday afternoon, did you?
85 north yesterday.
When I was headed back south at 4:30, I mean, man, it was solid red, and everybody was taking detours, and 29 was all backed up. I don't know what was wrong, but, man, it was a disaster.
At 2 o'clock and not 3 or 4 o'clock.
3 or 4, it'd be 7:30 before you got home.
Have the flexibility to do that because if I had to stick around there till 4 o'clock every day, man, it would be rough. Weekend.
Did Cary, North Carolina, see my mother-in-law and sister-in-law?
That when I was asking you if you were going to the Ham Fest last time.
My wife's trying to spend as much time as she can with her mom. She's on dialysis and only has one kidney. And that, but she's doing really, really good, so, I mean, can't complain there.
She's got some quality of life, feels good, you know, as long as it works. But, it's kind of amazing what medical science has done for us and let people continue to have a good quality of life, even if they have these kind of medical conditions.
We're going to leave out Saturday morning, and by the time we get up there, she'll already be done with dialysis for the week, so should be a good nice trip since it's a long weekend. We don't have to come back till Monday afternoon.
Well, and yeah, we're Courtney and I are both off on Monday, so we're definitely looking forward to having the 3-day weekend and you know, doing that stuff around the house. You know, we've been getting into some board games, trying to get offline a little bit more and be more in person with the family. So we've been playing board games, card games, and stuff. And so we're going to be, I'm going to build a nice gaming table this weekend, and that should be a fun project.
That's always fun to do stuff like that. We try to do some stuff like that with the grandkids. And that, yesterday afternoon, I was reclaiming the backyard, cut it lower with the push mower, and bagged it all, since my rider doesn't have a bagger. And that, trying to get it down there to something manageable.
You do something about my yard, I got clippings all over the place that are going to cause some brown spots, but I do have a bagger for my mower, and I just, you know, it's a lot of grass to bag up, but I'll probably have to bite the bullet and do that this weekend.
Yeah, I didn't even do the side yard yet, and I've already had 2.5 of those big trash cans full of clippings.
For my riding mower, but it doesn't, it gets clogged up a lot, and you know, I have the high lift blades on it and everything, and it's supposed to have, you know, it's supposed to work, but if those clippings aren't like completely dried out, it just, you know, clogs up all the time. And if I want to mow it and bag it, I gotta just, you know, start with the deck real high and have to run over it multiple times to be able to bag it. So I've just been leaving the clippings on the ground. I probably just need to switch to some mulching blades or something like that.
Dad, I'd, you know, go down the yard, come back, and empty the bag. Down the yard, come back, empty the bag. Man, it just makes it a long, drawn-out process for sure.
I got myself a nice zero turn that, you know, has a blade speed of like 6,000 RPM and just, you know, cuts it up and throws it so far and disperses it so it doesn't clump up on the grass. All the guys that in my neighborhood that have their own zero turns, you know, they never have any clipping problems.
Those things turn that fast?
Yeah, they're pretty quick. They, I think the engine speed on mine is like 3,600 RPM, and it, I don't know what the blade speed is, but it's definitely not as high as one of those big, powerful zero turns. Go ahead, David.
Got a Cub Cadet zero turn. Man, I love that machine. It's almost as fun as riding the motorcycle. You know, and you're right, it, you know, don't have no issue with grass clippings and whip that thing around, and it don't take long to cut the grass. It's a 54-inch deck on it. And, oh, man, nobody gets on that thing but me. The wife got on it while I was under doctor's orders. And my poor wife bumped into the air conditioner and knocked it off the, it's that, you know, little podium. Anyway, she didn't do no real damage, and we had somebody here that was real strong, and he put it back. So anyway, that's a cute little story with that. But yeah, I do like the zero turn, KF4NXY.
But I settled on the John Deere tractor because the 42-inch John Deere just barely fits through the back gate.
8-inch Husqvarna, and that deck, the little plastic chute's got to pop up and everything if I want to get it through the gates of the backyard. So if it were any bigger, it wouldn't fit.
And with the little chute popped up, it barely fits.
Trailer, and, you know, if I wanted to move mine from one house to another, it wouldn't fit on a 4-foot wide, but yeah, that can be an issue if, you know, if you got, I don't have anything fenced in here, but if I did, that would be a problem. KF4NXY.
Cut our grass for us when we paid him for that. He had one of those standing mowers, and I think it only had like a 30-inch deck on it. But that thing could get into some tight spaces, so he had to do less string trimming because, you know, our property has a shed and the fence around it, and it's pretty tight back there. So he brought that thing, and that made quick work of stuff, too.
he knows, and I've never operated one of those, but yeah, I've seen them, you know, on these big industrial places, you know, zipping around real fast on those machines. You know, going to Shelby.
You know, Friday, maybe Saturday, not sure. It just depends on when other people might be coming. I live in Shelby, so it's just right across town for me. But, yeah, I'll probably pop in.
For me, James 4 TFX.
Sometimes I like going out through the boneyard. You just never know what you're going to find out there.
Yeah. Go ahead, David.
I was saying, yeah, that's a good ham fest. Sometimes I like going out through the boneyard and seeing what's out there.
I've had a few good finds out there, that's for sure.
And I've owned some old Collins equipment myself. You know, maybe start collecting some of that stuff.
I used to find those old boat anchors.
I've seen them up there from time to time. Yep, imagine you're getting pretty close to work, KF4 and XY.
5 miles to go.
20 minutes out anyway.
I don't know, I was thinking there was somebody that got to work right at 6 o'clock.
He's in around 6 at his office.
Hear him in here. Hadn't heard him on the radio in a while.
Checked in with us on Monday this week. I think so. I'm not 100% sure.
I was in here on Monday, but I don't know. It was one day this week. I talked to him, and maybe it was Monday. Don't have the greatest memory anymore. AGE. Anyway, y'all carry on. KF4 and XY.